This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations nuclear watchdog said Monday it hasn't been able to access data important to monitoring Iran's nuclear program since late February, when the Islamic Republic started restricting inspections of its facilities. The International Atomic Energy Agency is acknowledging it can only provide an estimate of Iran's overall nuclear stockpile as it continues to enrich uranium at its highest level ever. Iran started limiting inspections in a bid to put pressure on the government of U.S. President Joe Biden to lift crippling sanctions reimposed after then-President Donald Trump pulled out of the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran 3 years ago. Talks are currently underway in Vienna for the U.S. to rejoin the deal. There was mayhem at a meeting of the African Union's parliament Monday as lawmakers scuffled over a ballot box and a man appeared to aim a head-high kick at a female colleague amid shouts that there were people with guns in the room. Numerous scuffles broke out on the floor of the meeting in Midran, South Africa, as a disagreement over the process to elect a new president for the AU's legislative body boiled over. The scenes were broadcast on South African national broadcaster SABC. The Pan-African Parliament election was suspended while leaders work out a way forward. It all stems from a disagreement between countries from West Africa and Southern Africa over whether the presidency should move around the various regions of the continent on a rotational basis. The last two presidents of the Pan-African Parliament have been from West Africa, and there's never been a president from the South in its short history, which came into existence in 2004.